Daily Brief, June 3, 2026. Top of mind. Oil is back near $100 as US and Iran resume strikes overnight, testing the fragile ceasefire and keeping Strait of Hormuz effectively closed. The S&P 500's 9-day winning streak faces its first real test, Brent at $99, yields at 4.49%, and a fresh Section 301 tariff proposal on 60 trading partners. Meanwhile, the AI trade continues to bifurcate markets. Marvel, +33% yesterday, and HPE, +19%, are screaming higher on Nvidia's blessing and pulled forward guidance, while Google fell 4% on its $80B equity raise announcement. The message is clear: AI capex is accelerating, but the bill is coming due in dilutive equity. Catalyst Radar, SpaceX IPO pricing, June 11th, trading June 12th, 1.75T valuation target, 5% float Broadcom earnings after close today. Key read on AI chip demand, US payrolls Friday, consensus 80K, ADP came in at 122K, strong markets. S&P 500 +0.1% to record, 9th straight gain, longest streak since May 2025. Breadth remains narrow. Tech heavy, energy sector +1%. Brent +3% to $99. WTI +3% to $97. OECD warns global growth slows to 2.8% in base case, 2.1% in protracted conflict scenario. Tenwa yield +5 BP to 4.49% on oil its inflation fears, plus strong ADP data. Dollar index +0.1%, Nikkei +2.5%, Hang Seng 1.6%, Stoxx 600 0.5%, Bitcoin slid to 67K, fourth straight decline, 484 MEP, ETF outflows, strategy selling KKR 4.7%, BX 3.9% pre-market after Partners Group capped redemptions on 8.6B Evergreen Fund, requests hit 9.8%, capped at 5%. Economy, ADP private payrolls +122K versus 110K expected, broad-based. Wage growth for job stayers flat at 4.4%, job switchers dipped to 6.5%, OECD slashed global growth forecast 2.8% in 2026 from 3.4% in 2025. Protracted scenario, 2.1% in 2026, 1.8% in 2027. Some economies tipped into recession. Eurozone May CPI, 3.2% headline, in line. Core 2.5%, above 2.4% consensus. Both accelerated from April Fed funds market prices, 75% chance of a hike by December. Business finance. Partners Group redemption cap sparked a sell-off across private markets. KKR, Apollo, Blue Owl dragged lower. Cliffwater also capped redemptions at 5% on its 31B private credit fund. Requests hit 17%. Liquidity mismatch fears are spreading from private credit into private equity. Palo Alto Networks beat Q3, EPS 0.85 ADJ versus 0.80. Guided Q4 revenue 3.35B plus versus 3028B. CEO declared SaaSpocalypse dead for cybersecurity, 1,200 plus customer meetings since Mythos launch. Stock +112% after hours initially, then flat. Macy's beat Q1, EPS 0.13, AJ versus 0.03, raised FY guidance. Comp sales +3% overall, Bloomingdale's +10.2%, raised FY sales to 21.5 to 21.75B, Ulta beat Q1, EPS 7.74 versus 6.86, raised FY EPS. Comp at 5.3% versus Pi 4.6% expected. Fragrance strength, TikTok shop launch, BBW, Victoria's Secret, +147% on strong Q1 and raised forecast. Berkshire Hathaway CEO Greg Abel closed two massive deals in one weekend. 6.8B for Taylor Morrison, home builder, +10B in Google shares. First big moves since Abel took over, signaling willingness to deploy capital. Fed Chair Warsh hired two conservative researchers, Paul Winfrey, author of Fed Chapter in Project 2025, and Daniel Heil, as temporary contractors. Winfrey's chapter called for ending Fed's dual mandate. Andrew left convicted on 1317 fraud charges for market manipulation via Citron Research, faces 20-plus years. Short sellers worried about chilling effect on research world. Josh, geopolitics. U.S.-Iran strikes escalated overnight. U.S. hit Iranian command center. Iran fired missiles at Kuwait airport and Bahrain, intercepted. Trump claims ceasefire ongoing, and Iran agreed not to have nuclear weapons. MSC cargo ship hit by IRGC projectiles in Umm Qasr. Iraq Section 301 tariffs proposed on 60 trading partners, 10% on EU, Canada, Mexico, 12.5% on China, India, Japan, Brazil, Switzerland. Hearings July 7th. China criticized, EU said unjustified. exemptions for beef, coffee, steel, critical minerals, EU tech sovereignty, plan unveiled, Cloud and AI Development Act to triple data center capacity by 2030, 12 GWW to 36 GWW, limits non-European cloud providers on sensitive government contracts, vote mid-June, Kuwait exploring expanded global oil storage and pipeline alternatives to bypass Hormuz, can reach 70% of normal crude production within 6 to 8 weeks of reopening Bahrain marketing 10-year dollar bond at 7.5%, first Gulf sovereign debt since war began. Intercepted Iranian missiles hours before technology, AI, Anthropic filed confidential IPO paperwork could come as soon as fall. OpenAI also working on filing. Race to be first matters. History shows late IPOs in clusters underperform Google plans 80 Bali equity offering to fund AI capex. Stock, 4%. Wednesday's raise is the largest in history and signals no let-up in spending. Also weighed on MSFT, 4%, and AMZN Marvel Technology, plus 133% after NVIDIA CEO Huang said on stage, it's the next trillion-dollar company. Networking and connectivity chips for data centers are the new bottleneck perplexity, CEO said winner in AI will be whoever maximizes token value per watt per user. Launched personal computer agentic tool, runs across Microsoft, Apple, different chips, NVIDIA's new PC chips, CPU plus AI hardware, threaten Intel's dominant position in Windows PCs. NVIDIA Inside has more selling power than Intel Inside, in the AI era memory chips, now worth more than oil. Samsung, SK Hynix, Micron each 1T market cap. Long-term contracts with hyperscalers covering up to 30% of shipments are taming the cyclical volatility, Martin Scorsese endorsed Black Forest Labs as partner advisor, used their AI image generation for storyboarding on new film. Signals Hollywood's softening stance on generative AI standouts. Morningstar values SpaceX at 780B versus 1.75T IPO target, 48% below. Warned of material threat of value destruction from XAI Nestle acquired full control of Y Food, meal replacement, for Babzao 450 milliwatts. First deal under new CEO Navratil. Signals consolidation in functional nutrition space. 7 US states sued over 1B payout to make Total Energy's exit wind power. Iowa Democratic primary. Turek defeated Walls, sets up Senate race versus Hinson that could determine Senate control, UK political risk. Andy Burnham cancelled hedge fund call about bond market pressure. Analysts say gilt market underestimates risk of leftward shift if he becomes PM,